Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're teaching you a healing school. We have these on audio and video tapes. We'd be happy to send them out to you. But let's come to the Lord now before we go to the teaching. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you and praise you and thank you for the privilege to teach your word. As your word goes out today, may you bless it to everyone that hears it. And may you open their hearts and their minds to the understanding of the word of the living God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's a blank check, isn't it, young lady? But see, we don't believe that. But I was just telling somebody at break there a while ago, I said just about 2 years ago in May, a Spanish lady, as far as I know, I don't know if she's a Christian or not. I didn't have time to ask her. But one afternoon I heard screaming, and I ran down to where it was coming from, and there was a woman in this big facility that they cooked a lot of food and had a great big huge commercial oven, and the door was down. This thing had been extremely hot, 300-400 degrees inside, and she's got the door, big old steel door, about 10 foot long, down, and she's reaching in her, taking these big sheet pans of food out of there with gloves, and the gloves go up to about right here, but she's got a sleeve on right here, and she turns around like this, and as she comes around to take the sheet pan out, her foot slips and she lays her arm on the door of that oven. You can only imagine. You just cringed just thinking about that, didn't you? When her arm laid down on that, it immediately burned all the skin off the bottom of her arm. I mean, from where that glove hit her, from right here to right here, all that area in there was just black and burning, and already blisters were coming up. And I heard her screaming. I went running down there. And of course, everybody's trying to pour water on her. It's amazing we never think about the word. But I run up there and I grabbed her other arm. When I grabbed this arm, I said, Jesus said in Isaiah 53:4 that he bore your pain. I said, in Mark 16:18, Jesus told me to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. But I said, he also said in Mark 11:23 that whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe it with my heart, I'll have it. So I said, in the name of Jesus, woman, I guarantee you won't have that pain very long, and I guarantee you'll get a supernatural healing from the King. And I turned and walked off. And in a matter of minutes, the pain was completely gone. In fact, she would not even go to the doctor. They tried to get her to go. She said, no, there's absolutely no pain. I'm not going. She stayed and served the evening meal. She was a cafeteria cook in the cafeteria right out here at DFW Airport. And everybody saw that big, giant blister on her arm. And everybody come in. They wanted her to go to the doctor. Adelina, what happened to your arm? Oh, I burned it up. Well, my goodness, go to the doctor. Look at that arm. Look how bad it looks. She said, it don't hurt at all. So she wouldn't go. Gets home that evening. Her husband looked. He said, my goodness, I'm going to take you to the doctor. She said, no, honey, it don't hurt at all. I'm fine. Said, if it hurts in the morning, I might go. She wakes up the next morning and rolls over out of bed and looks at her arm, and there's not one mark on her arm. What kind of work does Jesus do? Awesome. Why is not everybody in the church seeing these mighty things? Because God is a faith God. He expects you, when you speak in His name, to guarantee His word. Now people say, well, I don't know if I could guarantee it or not. Well, I mean, after all, if you go down and buy you a new Chevrolet, they give you a 36,000-mile or 3-year guarantee. If that sucker breaks in 2 years, you ain't going to go somewhere to get it fixed besides the Chevrolet house, are you? Why are you going to take it back to the Chevrolet house instead of some other garage? Because there's a guarantee. And if it breaks, I mean, let's say your engine blew up in 2 years and 20,000 miles, and it only costs $4,000 or $5,000 to put a new engine in a car today. So, I mean, that's just peanuts, isn't it? You know, I mean, so you got a new car, it's well within warranty, but I don't want to drive back downtown Dallas for the dealer. I'll just come out here to another place and just go ahead and spend $5,000 and let them fix it. No, ain't no dummy going to do that. I mean, you're going to drive back to wherever you got that car and you're going to take in a minute and say, hey, this thing blowed up on me. You promised I had a 3-year, 36,000 miles. And they look at it and say, no problem. We'll take care of you and they'll fix you up. No problem. But what do? God makes us a guarantee. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. Well, I know he said that. We're going to ask him to do this. But Lord, if it be your will. Maybe he'll do it for you. I don't know whether he will or not. That's crawling. that is nothing solid in that, that's unstable in all your ways, and guess what he's going to do?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. You're right. So you've got to start believing the king. Now, when you come to him, you got to make sure your sins are confessed. Don't come in there and start asking you something and got some kind of wicked sin, because if you do, he's not going to answer it.
This reminds me a little bit when you were saying mileage, but what makes me think is that we are humans. There is a lifespan. Things do kind of deteriorate and slow down. And so when we do get older, pain comes in, people's eyesight gets worse, things like that. How are those demonic forces, or is this just a natural progression of our deteriorating bodies in a world we live in right now, which is not perfect?
You have to believe the word. And let me tell you what you can do. The Lord says in his word. Now, this is something right here I want you to understand. Yes, our bodies do deteriorate. Only if you don't walk in faith. If you walk in faith and call God into remembrance of his promises. He said, I renew your youth daily like the eagles. Now see, it's like there's a man out there that's been coming to my son's gym. He's only 5 years older than I am. The other day he came in to work out a little bit, to get a little exercise, and I walked up, and I've known him for years. I said, walked up, slapped him on the back, and how you doing, brother? He said, oh, God, Thurman, I'm wore out. He said, I can't hardly breathe this morning. I said, Tim, give me this stuff to do, and I can't hardly do it. I said, well, you need to stop saying what you're saying and start doing something in faith. Oh, he said, Thurman, I'm not like you. I said, I know that, but that's a shame. You could be like me. So anyway, I talked to him a few minutes, and I walked off. Tim, my son, come up and he said, Dad, how long have we known him? I said, you've known him about 20 or 22 years. He said, Dad, that means that if I've known him 20 years, he was 50 years old when I met him. I said, that's right. He's 70 now. He said, Dad, when I met them 20 years ago, he was an old man then. I said, sure he was, because he's thought wrong all of his life. He said, Dad, you're 65 and you can do more by far than he could when he was 50. I said, oh yeah, I know, because I've learned the word. That's the difference. By faith, now think about what Jesus said. By faith, nothing shall be impossible with you. By faith. See, but we've departed from the faith. We've left the faith. We don't know what it is. I mean, for years and years and years and years, I didn't know. I said, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Well, I quoted it, but I didn't have a clue what it meant. Just like we used to come to church and sing those songs, Standing on the Promises. What promises are you standing on? Well, all of them. Well, name me one. Well, I don't know what they are. Say there, you're in trouble. And I've learned to stand on them now, and they work for me, don't they, you young lady? And they work for you too, right? What happens when you start standing on the promises? Everything changes. Everything. When you start realizing that you're and my God, and his name is Jesus, absolutely didn't cut us short when he left here. He left us with a book full of armament to beat up on the devil, and he left us with everything. And guess who we've believed? The enemy. I mean, after all, you go to a birthday party. When a woman gets 40 years old, I mean, she's over the hill. You know, Mama's 40. Let's have a black casket, a birthday party for Mother. She's over the hill. She's got one foot in the grave and another one on a banana peel. No, you don't have to be there. You can be there, and if you talk like that, guess what your body's going to begin to do? It's going to begin to agree with what's coming out of your mouth. Now then, if you speak right, and speak life, and speak faith, you can do what I can do. You know, 65 years old, 65 is just a number. When my dad was 65 years old, he couldn't even begin to do what I can do. But my dad had never learned how to talk. Now, just like a man over at Hillcrest the other day. I don't remember his name. But he said, I started quoting what you said about different parts of our body deteriorate. Now, the Lord says, in fact, I'll tell you a story about a man just a few years ago that had a pancreas that had been shut down for 37 years, and he was on insulin. Mark 11:23 says, speak to your mountain, command it to move from here into the sea, and if you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe what you say will happen, you will have whatsoever you say. What kind of limitation did the king leave you there, young lady? What kind? None, did he? Didn't leave you nothing. So then whose fault is it if you're not able to walk in that? Yours. He left it with us. So this man got a hold of that and he said, Lord, I'm speaking to my problem. My pancreas has been dead 37 years. I'm speaking to that problem. I've commanded the problem to leave my physical body, and I'm commanding my pancreas to become normal and active in the name of Jesus. And he spoke that in faith, and it's just like Hebrews 10:35 and 36 says, he never did throw away his confidence. He stood on the Word of God. He didn't falter. And it took 2 years, then he received the promise. And after the end of 2 years, he had completely weaned himself off of insulin, and his pancreas was working perfect, and that man's pancreas worked perfect from that day forth. But it had been dead for 37 years. Did he know he could speak to it and command it to do something and it would operate? No. So if you don't know those things and you say, well, I'm getting older every day. I guess something else is going to stop working today. I guess I get to where I can't do this or I can't do this. Guess what's going to happen to you? What you're saying is what you're going to get. You have whatever you say with your mouth, good or bad. That is the limitations God has left with us as His children. He left us with no limitations in His Word. None. When you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you can sit down and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and if you'll take that book apart, just those four little books, if you'll take those apart and you'll take every word our King told us and you'll meditate on them, and if you don't come away a different human being, there's something bad wrong with you. Something bad wrong with you. Because the promises the King left us in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John will absolutely blow you away. In fact, let's just think about it. They were out there on the ship, and he was a man, and he was tired, and he was up in the front sleeping. And a storm comes up, and the boat's sinking. I mean, how's this guy sleeping in a storm like this? I mean, he knows who he is. He's just taking a nap. No problem. And finally, the disciples come up, and they shake him and said, Master, do you not care that we perish in this storm? And he gets up and rebukes the wind and the waves. And it was totally peaceful and quiet. And then he turns and looks right at them and makes this awesome statement.
Well, praise the Lord. I got to stop right there and we'll start again tomorrow. You'll get that awesome statement tomorrow. But I invite you to give me a call at 940-242-2106 for these teachings. 940-242-2106. You can also find us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And remember to praise the Lord Jesus Christ. He's worthy of our praise.